Before Thomas knew it, he was back at work, pulling up weeds again, counting down the minutes until he'd be done with the gardens. He glanced constantly at the west door, looking for any sign of Albi and Minho, Newt's concern having rubbed off on him. Newt had said they were supposed to have come back by noon, just enough time for them to get to the dead griever, explore for an hour or two, then return. No wonder he'd looked so upset. When Chuck offered up that maybe they were just exploring and having some fun, Newt had given him a stare so harsh Thomas thought Chuck might spontaneously combust. He'd never forget the next look that had come over Newt's face. When Thomas asked why Newt and some others didn't just go into the maze and search for their friends, Newt's expression had changed to outright horror. His cheeks had shrunk into his face, becoming sallow and dark. It gradually passed, and he'd explained that sending out search parties was forbidden, lest even more people be lost, but there was no mistaking the fear that had crossed his face. Newt was terrified of the maze. Whatever had happened to him out there, maybe even related to his lingering ankle injury, had been truly awful. Thomas tried not to think about it as he put his focus back on yanking weeds. That night, dinner proved to be a somber affair, and it had nothing to do with the food. Frypan and his cook served up a grand meal of steak, mashed potatoes, green beans, and hot rolls. Thomas was quickly learning that jokes about Frypan's cooking were just that, jokes. Everyone gobbled up his food and usually begged for more. But tonight, the Gladers ate like dead men resurrected for one last meal before being sent to live with the devil. The runners had returned at their normal time, and Thomas had grown more and more upset as he watched Newt run from door to door as they entered the glade, not bothering to hide his panic. But Albi and Minho never showed up. Newt forced the Gladers to go on and get some of Frypan's hard-earned dinner, but he insisted on standing watch for the missing duo. No one said it, but Thomas knew it wouldn't be long before the doors closed. Thomas reluctantly followed orders like the rest of the boys and was sharing a picnic table on the south side of the homestead with Chuck and Winston. He'd only been able to eat a few bites when he couldn't take it anymore. "I can't stand sitting here while they're out there missing," he said, as he dropped his fork on the plate. "I'm going over to watch the doors with Newt." He stood up and headed out to look. Not surprisingly, Chuck was right behind him. They found Newt at the west door, pacing, running his hands through his hair. He looked up as Thomas and Chuck approached.
"Where are they?"
Newt said, his voice thin and strained. Thomas was touched that Newt cared so much about Albi and Minho, as if they were his own kin.
"Why don't we send out a search party?" he suggested again.
It seemed so stupid to sit here and worry themselves to death when they could go out there and find them.
"Bloody hell!"
Newt started before stopping himself. He closed his eyes for a second and took a deep breath.
"We can't, okay? Don't say it again. 100% against the rules. Especially with the buggin' doors about to close."
"But why?" Thomas persisted, in disbelief at Newt's stubbornness. "Won't the grievers get them if they stay out there? Shouldn't we do something?" Newt turned on him, his face flushed red, his eyes flamed with fury.
"Shut your hole, Greeny," he yelled. "Not a bloody week you've been here. You think I wouldn't risk my life in a second for those two lugs?"
"No, I... Sorry. I didn't mean..." Thomas didn't know what to say. He was just trying to help. Newt's face softened.
"You don't get it yet, Tommy. Going out there at night is begging for death. We'd just be throwing our lives away. If those shanks don't make it back..."
He paused, seeming hesitant to say what everyone was thinking.
"Both of them swore an oath, just like I did, like we all did. You too, when you go to your first gathering and get chosen by a keeper. Never go out at night, no matter what. Never."
Thomas looked over at Chuck, who seemed as pale-faced as Newt.
"Newt won't say it," the boy said. "So I will. If they're not back, it means they're dead. Minho's too smart to get lost. Impossible. They're dead."